Welcome to the ProSoft Podcast, where we talk about the technology and trends of industrial automation. I'm your host, Ian McIntosh, and in this episode, I'm talking with Quan, a product manager with ProSoft Technology, who will be telling some stories of how ProSoft wireless products provided solutions to several real-world communication challenges. And I can tell you that I was really impressed by how radio communication can be used today. So without further ado, let's get to the discussion. So welcome to the podcast. Today we're talking with Quan again, a product manager with ProSoft Technology.
I haven't been here that often, have I? Again?
Once again. Today we're going to be talking about some of the innovative ways that customers have used ProSoft's industrial wireless communication solutions to achieve all sorts of impressive things. So Quan, thank you for being with us again.
Love, and thank you for having me.
So what are some interesting stories about customers using industrial wireless?
We have a bunch of interesting stories. So one of the questions that we always get from customers is, you know, how far our wireless can transmit. So we did have a project. Now, this was my, you know, just my personal longest distance. So we had a customer who was extracting groundwater in a desert in Australia. So pretty challenging conditions. Obviously, no mains power anywhere. Really high temperatures. The real challenge from the wireless perspective was that these groundwater wells sort of scattered in a location, you know, maybe 5 to 6 miles across. But the main control room was a full 25 miles away.
Wow.
Yeah. So that's long, you know, for the sort of industrial wireless and typical industrial wireless networks. And out there, of course, you don't have the benefit of having cellular networks either, right? So you couldn't, you know, use like a 3G, 4G.
There's not really any infrastructure out there to speak of.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we went up there and, you know, did our geographical surveys, rather, you know, to see where the terrain was, you know, how where the hills and ridges were and so on. And, we finally managed to plot out a point-to-point link over 25 miles. It kind of required really high towers. It was almost 250 feet worth of towers on both sides. But wow. It worked. You know, we had a total of almost 30 radios in that system.
Wow, that's quite a feat.
Yeah, quite a lot of feet.
Jeez, that's some serious distance for that application. Well, that definitely illustrates how radios can cover a large area and they can send a signal over very long distances if they have to.
Absolutely. And, you know, under the hot Australian desert sun as well.
All right. So what are some other innovative ways that industrial wireless has been used?
So we've got another couple of applications for the mining industry. So a lot of these underground mines require that you convey materials as well as people, you know, down mine shafts. So they essentially build very long elevator shafts, right? So these are elevator shafts that are maybe 20 feet across. You know, they've got an elevator car that's, you know, large enough to squeeze like 200 sweaty miners inside, right? And you've got to send them down, you know, maybe a mile into underground. So this is a really, really long mine shaft, elevator shaft. And you've got to get them to work ASAP, right? Really quickly. So this elevator shaft moves really fast as well.
Wow.
Maybe as quick as 40 miles an hour.
Please.
Yeah, it's crazy, right? So safety is really important. If anything goes wrong, you know, they want the ability to just, you know, hit an emergency stop mushroom button and get the system to halt. So the customer was using wired, typical copper wired safety systems, right? Obviously, that didn't last very long because you're flexing these cables, you know, all day, every day. So they called in ProSoft to help do a wireless safety system. And we've done about three now. you know, or with elevated shafts of different lengths and different distances. You know, so yeah, we can run safety over wireless. And if you know, you know, anything about safety, it requires a really robust network, right? You can't have even a half second drop off in your wireless connectivity because everything will just shut down.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was really challenging.
For something like that, you would need a system that is as reliable as any system could be made.
Yeah, you know, as reliable as copper, you know, so to speak, right?
Yeah. Well, safety is a big concern, you know, for any industry, any business, really.
Mm.
And that is a pretty extreme example.
Yeah, that's right. We've got some good examples on productivity as well. So, for example, one of the busiest container ports in Asia, they were having issues where, well, you had, you know, what we call RTG cranes, rubber tire gantry cranes. So these are the big cranes that lift containers off the
right.
ships and sort of stack them on the port and vice versa, right? You load container ships with these RTG cranes as well. So traditionally, you have a single driver for each crane. Right, he's not very productive because the crane isn't always moving, you know, 8 hours per shift. So there's a lot of downtime, a lot of, you know, twiddling of thumbs and
right.
Yeah, you know, it's hard to take a toilet break because you're, you know, 100 feet up in the air and, you know.
That's true.
Yeah, I know.
That's true. And it would take a while.
It would. Exactly. So this bot came to us and said, hey, you know, can we make this remote control, right? We want to put our drivers all in a room, you know, air conditioned, and, you know, they can, you know, mingle with each other and have a bit more camaraderie. And, you know, they could drive maybe more than one crane, you know, using joysticks kind of thing. So, yeah, we took a look at it and managed to make a system for them that used multiple high-definition cameras on each crane, right? So each driver, even though he wasn't on the crane, knows exactly what he's doing and where he's, you know, placing these containers.
Wow, right? Yeah.
I think we had like 9 HD cameras on every crane. And we transmitted all of this high-definition video traffic wirelessly back to the control room. And if you've done wireless networks with high-def video, it's really hard to do this all over the air.
Because, yeah, that would be really demanding.
Yeah, exactly. There's just not enough capacity in the air to cover, you know, to hold, transmit so many video feeds. So we did all this through what we call leaky feeder cables or radiating cables.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
So wireless does use cables, you know, in certain applications. And customer's really happy. We managed to increase his productivity by 300-400%. We have one driver now being able to drive up to 4 cranes.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So he can just switch to whatever crane is like queued up with a truck or something.
Exactly. Absolutely.
Wow. That's really impressive.
Yeah. And the drivers themselves love it, right? Because they're not stuck alone. This, you know, hot and humid cab. So yeah, win-win.
Indeed. That's a great story. It does go to show the sort of optimization that wireless can bring to an application. Thank you so much for sharing those stories with us. We would love to have you back to hear more stories from the industrial space.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I could talk all day, every day. We've just done so many weird and wonderful wireless and industrial comms projects. Next time you have some time, I'd love to tell you more.
That'd be great. Well, thank you for joining us, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Cheers.
Thank you, Quan.
Thank you.
That's it for this episode. If you found the discussion interesting, be sure to check back again soon for more episodes of the ProSoft Podcast. Thanks for listening.